bring upon you tzaras. So the kids, after you have bloodletting, make sure to eat something first. Rav Shmuel Yama Tavayu, Hai Man Diyavad Milsa. If you have bloodletting, Lishoy Purta, first wait a while, Vada Lakim, and then get up. Don't get up right away. Diyom Amar, Hei Devorim Kroivim Lamisa, Yoysim Minachayim. Five things if you do, you carve to dying, then you are to living. Vielu Hain, Ochal Viyomad. Somebody eats a big Suda, and right away he gets up. Shashi Ochal Viyomad, Meir Lamay Pisayim, Acha Shochos of Soivay. After you filled yourself up, you shouldn't get up right away. Wait, it's not healthy. Shosan v'yomad, you drink a lot, and then you get up right away, it's also sakona. Yoshan, you're sleeping v'yomad, you jump out of bed right away, it's no good. Hekiz dam, you had bloodletting v'yomad, you get up right away, it's also no good. Shimish mitos, you have to tashma shamito v'yomad, you get up right away, it's also no good. So these five things, you shouldn't get up right away. Omar Shmuel. Purusa de dama kol tlois in yomim. How often should you have bloodletting? It's a refuah for you. Every 30 days. Once in 30 days, you should have bloodletting. Trashi Pursa Dama. Zaman Hakoza Kamei Prosa Pesach. How long intervals should there be? Every 30 days, you should take it. Vaisas Bizman is there, though we don't do it. Vaisas Nishtan Ateva Pasha today. Today, you don't say it's such a volatile, healthy thing that you can't live without it. That you should have bloodletting. No, what? The last 50 years, they don't do it anymore.
It doesn't say the volume.
What?
It could have been once, it could have been a famous thing.
Now, Pasha's mashmi lav, like the Gemara before said, they, sometimes an woman could take out a lot of blood from you, already left over revias. They used to take out a lot of blood. It's right. It was a refuah then. Right, to bein ha-prokim, when a person gets older, the drashi pirkei shenoysa v'goyin la'acha nem shona. Once somebody is 40 years old already, then you might. Then you don't have to go once in 30 days, maybe go once in 60 days. Obein ha-prokim, when you even get older than that, you have to 40. When you're 60 or 80 years old, then yachsav you might also go less. When he gets 40 years old, only go once in 2 months. And when he gets 60 or 80, then go once in 3 months. Trashi lacha shishim, after 60 years old, then yakas gimachadoshim, once in 3 months. The fishain kaycha yolov, you don't have that much kaych left in your body anymore. V'yein domo icham, your body, your dam is not so hot. The gufoy mitstanin kishimachasadomim. Mainly if you let the blood out, your goof will become too cold then, and it'll be a sakona. So it's not kedai to have bloodletting only once in 2 months or once in 3 months. The Yom HaShmuel, Purusa de Doma, when's a good time to have the bloodletting? Chag b'Shabbat Sunday, Arbo Wednesday, Umal b'Shabbat and Friday. These are the 3 days of the week that's good to have bloodletting. Abu Sheni b'Chemishu Loi, Monday and Thursday, that you shouldn't have bloodletting. Why not? The Yom Amar, Mishi Yesh Loi Schus Ovis, whoever has a Schus Ovis, is Yakis Dam B'Sheni B'Chamishi. Then you could afford to take bloodletting on Monday and Thursday. Why? She Bezdin Shomala B'Shomate Shovin. Because just like B'Olam Azir, usually the Zman L'Kaveir for Bezdin is Yom Sheni Yom Chamishi. That's when the Bezdin sits down to Paskin Dalochis. Who Adin Shemayim? The Eibishter Paskin Dalochis on Monday and Thursday. So the Eibishter goes through the curse of a mensch. So Mela, it's not a good time to have bloodletting then. Rashi Shabezdin Shomala Vishomata Shovin. Odom Nidim Chol Yoim. A person has done every day. Obezdin Yoshim by Yoris the Bays of Hay. Metikonis Ezra Velech. The Chivim, the Yoim Adin, Upkidhi, Avonaisim Niskorim. About today is the Yoim Adin. That's the time the Abishka looks over Yemaisim. Samel is no good to have bloodletting on Monday and on Thursday. So that's why Monday and Thursday is out. The Vaita, but Akoporim, we only said Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday. So still have to know how come Tuesday is no good. So the Gemara, yeah, but losa b'shamata shavim kiechav. The bezin shomal and shomata paskin the same times. So Monday and Thursday is mom when Hashem looks at our averus. It's not good to take an operation then. But losa b'shabata my time aloy. What's wrong with Tuesday though? How come you can't have bloodletting on Tuesday? And the Gemara mishum the kaim aloy madin bizovi. Because on Wednesday, this the mazel madim, which is a bad mazel, comes out on an even hour. And something comes out on an even hour, that's bad zugais. Anything that comes out on even is a sakona. Yes. Bezuye. I think it's clocked up. You can't get it anyway. Right. Mishun the kaim alay mazim bezuye. Because the mazel mazim comes out bezuye on an even hour. We'll soon see Rashi how it stims. Weiter, Mafati Gemara, Maili Shabbat Ronami Kaime Bezuyit. But on Erev Shabbat is also schwer. Then the Mazel Madim comes out on an even hour. And if it comes out on an even hour, it's a sakana for you. So how come you can have bloodletting on Friday? And if the Gemara Nechnam is taka true, it's taka sakana. Avikivu the doshu be rabim, about people do it already, it's shame psoyim Hashem. Something that people do, it's doshbe, abizoy shame psoyim Hashem, Yehbish will take care of you. This is a heter, Moshe gives this type of heter for smoking, even though some people in the last true, in his true role, some people think that the smoking is a constafoshis. So he says about people do it already, things that people do, they could be samech on shame psoyim Hashem. So here, even though Friday, really, it's a sakana to take bloodletting. But people used to do it, and the time is because we said after the bloodletting, you're supposed to eat a suda. Now, more people were poor, they couldn't afford to have the suda. So, though you have the bloodletting on Friday, so right afterwards you come into Shabbos and you have a big suda. So, you save yourself an extra suda. That's why people used to have the bloodletting on Friday. So, even though really it's a sakon on Friday, but kivin the dashbe rabbin, it's shem epsoim Hashem. Now, let's see Rashi. What's pshat that the mazel madim comes out on an even hour on Wednesday? Drash it, and on Friday. So drash it, the kaimale madim bezuye. Shemazo madim mishamis boy vishoy zugais. It comes out on the 8th hour of the day. And so the 8th hour, 8, is zugais with pears, it's no good. O mazo madim mamun ala cherav yal dever. The mazo madim, that takes care of chever, of fighting, of war, and of dever. Viala peronius, that's the mazo for all the bad happenings, for peronius. Now via zugais kosher.
We'll soon see.
And anytime things comes in pairs, it's also bad. Shame reshus l'shedim. Something you do in pairs and twos, that gives the shedim a right to go out and do hezik. Now peronius are ready to come out. When you do things in zugais. So the day that mazel madim comes out on an even hour, that day is very bad. So Mela Tuesday, the mazel madim comes out on an even hour, so it's a bad day, don't take bloodletting then. Rashi Tzemach Chankal. That means say there are shoyis kishenitlu amoros ve'amazolos. When the Eibush first put the moros, the orbit into and that was on the Yom Shlishi. It was on the third day of the Brias Hayolim. Hashem put the mazolos into orbit. Is Shor Rishoina that says on Monday night Shor Rishoina of Sheldalid b'Shabbos. Forget this was Tuesday night, Tuesday night. We're talking about Wednesday. We're talking about Wednesday, right? So Tuesday night. That Shor Rishena Shodal B'Shabbos Shim Shaptoi. That's what Shaptoi. Uvishniya, the second one. Some say that Saturn. Uvishniya Tzedek. That's Mercury. V'Yachrov Madim. Then comes Madim. V'Yachrov Chama. Then comes the Mazel Chama. The fourth hour. V'Yachrov Noiga. Some say it's Venus. V'Yachrov Koichov. V'Yachrov Lavona. These are the seven Mazolas. Every hour, another Mazel has a shlita to do something. Nimso Zayin HaMazolas L'Zayin Shoyis. For the first 7 hours of the night, this is the Seder that the Mazols go. For Chosum Chalil, Seder, after the 7th hour, the 8th hour starts over again. It's again Mazel of Shapsoi. That's the first one. Li'olam. Nimsa b'Seder Zeh Li'olam. So Simoni Mazolos HaMisham Shemetchilas Leila. How does the Mazol start every night of the week? The Shavua. It starts off Kansav Chalal. That means Moitsoi Shabbos Shor Rishoyne Shaloi Koicha. Moitsoi Shabbos, the first Mazel is Koicha. Tchilas Leil Sheni, the beginning of the second night of Monday, Sunday night, is Tzedek. V'chein b'seder azeh. Now, v'seder tchilas simoni hayomim, how does the day start off? Every day starts with chalam chatznatz. I mean, shor rishoy nishal echad b'shabbos. On Sunday morning, what's the first mazel chama? V'shal shniya b'shabbos, on Monday, it's levona. V'shal shlishi, the third day, b'shabbos madim. Nimtza madim, so on shiyom shlishi, that's on Tuesday, you nimtza madim choyze boy chalila b'shor shminis. If the first hour of the day madim comes out, so the 8th hour of the day, it's again the time for madim to come out. The yoyim, these zugis, that's the 8th hour of the day. That's zugis. Avo shar yom, the rest of the days of the week, a madim is zugis. Madim never comes out on an even hour; it always comes out on an odd hour. Shulhem. Imloy belayla, only at nighttime will also come out on even night. Ovalayla then derech lakis. Anyway, it's not nageya. Because at nighttime people anyway don't take akosa. It's only nageya you take in the daytime. So the only day of the week, there are 2 days of the week, that madim comes out on an even hour. That's on Tuesday and on Friday. These 2 days.
That's where you get the Sunday and the Monday. So we learn from here, but the Seder Ayyamim.
Yeah.
Cham is the first.
Right.
And Levon is the second. So the Sunday and then the Moonday.
Kemzay. Okay. So the Kitzah Tuesday comes out, Madim comes out in the eighth hour of the day. Because since it's an even hour, and the Mazel of Madim is about Cherev and Peronius, so it's not a good time to take bloodletting then. That's why you shouldn't take the third day, you shouldn't take bloodletting. That's why it's close to Shabbos. So the only Gemara Kasha was then, on Friday comes out also, the Drashi Mali Shabbat, and Nami Kaim Madim Mezuyin, Shirei Shor Rishayna Shoyim Noiga, Lefi Seh Deshah Chalam, Madim on Friday comes out b'shal shishis comes out madim. The Torah says kiv l'dosh be'rabim hurgu l'boim if they doichkoi shi'akrei v'masud shabbos. Some elder amin l'kamon covered shabbos b'dogim v'elos zechliyim. Since anyway in Shabbos you have a good studio, so people used to like to take bloodletting on Friday. Kidei you'll save yourself not to have an expensive suda for that. You use suda Shabbos. So since people do it already, so say Hashem. Omar Shmuel, Dalid, if it comes out on the fourth day. To who Dalid? That's the fourth day of the Chodesh. Dalid. Or else Wednesday, that comes out, do our basic, comes out the 14th day of the Chodesh. Or else Dal, the Wednesday, do Esrim V'Yabor, that comes out the 24th day of the Chodesh, is V'Yabor. Or else Dalid, the Lekar Avor Basra, if you have a Wednesday, that you're not four more days to the Chodesh, it's Akanta. As Wednesdays, vice say sometimes it is a Sakonam, sometimes it's not a Sakonam. A Wednesday that comes out on Dalad Chodesh, or 14, or 24, or else there's not four more days left to the Chodesh, such a Wednesday is a Sakonam to take a bloodletting. Rosh Chodesh v'sheniloi. Rosh Chodesh in the day after Rosh Chodesh, it's Chusha. If you take bloodletting then, you become Chosh, become very weak. Shlishiloi, the third day of the Chodesh, is Sakonam. It's better to take bloodletting then. Ma'il yoyim toiva, Erev Yomtif. Chusha, you become weak. Of a mali yoyma, the atzarta, sakantam. Erev yomtiv, of shvuis, then you become a sakonam. Mail of a gozer rabbona, kule mali yom tov, mishum yom tov, the atzeres. The rabbona made xera, no erev yomtiv, she take a bloodletting, otto ereshep, erev yomtiv, of shvuis. Why did nofek be ziko, because the wind came out on erev shvuis, or shema tefuach. That's the name of this big wind. The loy kiblu Yisrael Torah, not for the fat clients of Makabo Torah, have bitovach lula b'Israel or demayu. It would have shechted everybody. So why says there's a mokum sakonam on Erev Shavuos? That's the man when this bad wind came out. So you shouldn't take a sakoza on that day. Omar Shmuel, ochal chita if you eat wheat, veik is dam, and then you type bloodletting loy hekes el liyosachit. Means not so healthy that way. You're only making yourself easy from the heaviness of the wheat, but it doesn't help you for the rest of your body. The honey middle of food. It's only if you want to be healthy, so it's not kedai to take the bloodletting after you ate wheat. Avulakule, the guy that has a high blood pressure and he's doing it just to take down his high blood pressure, then it'll help you anytime you take the bloodletting, or even if you ate wheat first, it'll still take away the high blood pressure. Avulakule mekel, hamekis dam shesiyali alter. If you have a kozes dam, drink right away. Achila at chatzimil. Don't eat till you wait a hit. Till it takes time to walk half a mil. Iboilu, shtiya liyal to marli. If you drink right away, it's healthy. Avabosu achi koshi. But if you drink after that, it's bad for you. I don't know afterwards like koshi li marli. It's not good and not harmful. It's just telling an to take a drink right away. Take what more by take. Iboilu achilo. That's what we say. You shouldn't eat right away. Wait at chatzi mil. Who the kamali? That's what it's good. Avabosu achi. If you wait longer or makami achi, eat before koshi. It's bad for you. Like it's a sakona. Or duma maybe no. Lekoshiv lemali teiku. Maybe it's not so good, but it's not so bad either. But more by teiku. Machruz Rav. Rav Menach Rosa. Meya kori bezuzi. He should buy 100 korim that are pumpkins for a zuz. Meya reishi bezuzi. Buy 100 heads of a behema for a zuz. Of a meya shvomi vleiklum. 100 lips is not worth anything. To buy lips is not worth it. Amr Rav Yosef Yavina bei Rav Huna. Yoima the Mafagi be Rabbona, the day when Rabbona took a yomtiv like Amri, Vidna Yoima de Shvamihu. He said, today is called the lip day. That means it's not worth anything today. The Rabbona are not learning today. Vlo Yadani my karmi. He didn't know what he meant to say. But that's the cloud. Lips are not worth anything. This is not like this Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi learns, Meya Reisha Bezuzi. That means Kloimer. Im yei bezul moid, if it's very cheap heads, Kona roish behema. Buy a head of a behema. V'im lav, but if it's not very cheap, al tikach. Shein briyim lechel. It's not so healthy to eat the head of a behema. So only buy them if you get a good buy. Meya kori dlun, you buy 100 pumpkins, meya, it's also the same thing. Meya shvami, kumaya shofam, balash vasayim, shel behema. Rash turns, but to buy the lips of behema, it's not even worth to buy it. Even if you get 100, don't buy it. Lips have no value to it. Hazeh led Rashi. The Torah is the Atakashi, what's it doing in our Gemara then? Stop telling Yalochis, it's not Kedar to buy lips, it's Kedar to buy heads of Hema, what's it doing here in Shabbos? Therefore, Torah is learned a little different. Rach Goris, Meya Karni Bezuzi, Meforish, Meya Reshi means Meya Roshi Bnei Odom, Shoye Noigim Kotzov Lisapim. They used to pay the barber a dollar, 100 people used to get a haircut, 100 haircuts for a dollar. Like Aleich Bezuzah. Same thing, the minig was to take bloodletting to pay a dollar. But to pay somebody to masakin your mustache, to let somebody pay to make your mustache, to cut your mustache, that you don't pay any money for. Why? When he used to go to the barber, he used to make bloodletting there also. He used to do both there. So Mele, if you pay money already for the barber and for the bloodletting, he says, Zecha, do it for nothing already, cut your mustache. You shouldn't have to pay for that. The day when it comes to have your mustache cleaned off, they won't take any money from that. There was a mushal. Somebody used to work hard and didn't make any profit that day. You said today have a mustache day. I mean, I didn't gain anything. Because for mustache, you don't charge for that. That's exactly free. But then it's Nogev, this is how Gemara come and tell you, you know, when you take a haircut, you take a bloodletting, make sure you shouldn't charge you for cutting the mustache. No, right. The question on top of the Mishnah says, the word of the Isha gives birth on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut the neighbor cord. Ten Rabbonin, question on top, you're allowed to tie it up. Rabbi Yossi Yoma Ap Choytchen, you're allowed to even cut it. But time the Mashulia, the percent, you're allowed to hide. Kadesh Yechamim HaVlad. You're allowed to hold it in case maybe the Vlad will need it to warm him up with it. They could use it to warm him up with. Amram Shem Gamliel. But nice Malachim, the rich people, time this Basfalim Shoshem. They used to hide the placenta in oil. But nice Ashurim, some rich ones, Bisavganim Shoshema. They used to put it in cotton. Shoshema in wool. They used to put it in balls of wool. But nice Aniyam Bamuchonim. Some any type of material they had, they used to put the placenta in. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abahua, Amar Rav Halacha Krab Yosi. The pastor of Krab Yosi even allowed to cut the navel cord on Shabbos. That's also called Tchonas Tefoshes. The Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Abahua, Amar Rav. Moedim Chom Rav Yosi. The Chom are also Moedim Krab Yosi. That sometimes you're allowed to cut it on Shabbos. But Tava Shoshnei Tzmeikis. If you have it, why say it's twins and they have one Tava between them, then you're allowed to cut it. Shechoytche, my time of the Menatchi Adodi. Because you're not going to cut it, they're going to come to pull themselves away, and that will be a sakonim. So there you're allowed to cut it. Yomrav Nachman, Amarav Avua, Amarav. Kolomav Aparsha, Techocha. Anything that Yecheskel said is Oysen Lachai B'Shabbos. What it said there, Asal Klolom, it's a Raya, these things are Pekuach Nefesh, and you're allowed to do it to Adisha, giving birth on Shabbos. Shinema, the Posting Yecheskel says, Umaratzayich B'Yoim Huledes, Oysoch, the day you gave birth, Loikora Sarecha, they didn't cut the navel cord, over Mayim Loi Rechatsa, they didn't wash you in water, Lemishoi, for whom locha loy hum lachta, and they didn't put you in salt, they didn't salt you. The hochtel loy chusot, they didn't wrap you around. That means lushin, you have a kid, you let her wrap him around the clothing right away. Now, what does the pasuk mean? Mulatchacha biyoy mulatcha, mikan she miyaldim es avlad b'shabbos. Hey, there it says when you are klola, like when you were born, nobody helped you give birth. They didn't help the kid come out. Mashma on Shabbos, you're allowed to help the isha give birth. That they allowed to press the baby out, help her give birth on Shabbos. Like Korah Serech, the apostle said they didn't cut the navel cord. Mikan shechotchin at time of Shabbos. Here it's a riot. Here was said as a klolom, but really lemaisa you are allowed to cut it on Shabbos. Over mayim lerechatsa, they didn't wash you on Shabbos. Let me show you. Mikan shereichsin avlad b'Shabbos. You allowed to wash a kid that's born on Shabbos. Allowed to make hot water and wash him on Shabbos. It's a sakana. They didn't salt you. Some type of refuah, like to put salt water over the kid, that's mutter to do on Shabbos. You're allowed to wrap around the kid on Shabbos, that's mutter. That's also called a sakona. Yahadim Alechem Afan, said Mr. Commissioner. We have Lezer Weimer. Im Loihevi Kli Mera Shabbos. If you didn't bring the knife before Shabbos to make the milah, is Meviyah b'Shabbos. You're allowed to carry it on Shabbos. This is Reb Lezer Shita that holds that any Tzorche Mitzvah Mila is Doicha Shabbos. So really this is a Hemshech of the last Mishnah we have. The last Mishnah ended off to say that Kol Tzorche Mila are Doicha Shabbos. The whole Tzorche Mila Oisim Shabbos. Anything for Mila, you're allowed to do on Shabbos. Reb Lezer says even the Hechsher for Mila is also Doicha Shabbos. If the Moyel forgot to bring his knife to the place of the baby, he's allowed to carry the knife to the Makam Mila. Meviyah b'Shabbos. Megula, when you carry it, you have to carry it out, right? Everybody should see it. They shouldn't be choshed you, you're carrying something in your pocket, the thing you're doing Avera. Mashenkinu b'sakona, the Makam, the Goyim, don't let you do milis. So it's a sakona to walk out with a merl knife out in the Megula. Then the chaseil. Then you're allowed to take a, put it inside of our P'edim. You have to make sure, Matkil, before you leave your house, two Edim saw that you put, it's a merl knife you're carrying. So if people come to be choshed you later, you were carrying, they could always say, I have two Edim that we made it, it was only a merl knife. The Yoidam Reblozo has a big chiddush. Korosim Eitzim, you're allowed to chop down wood on Shabbos. Lasses Pchom, to make holes. Lasses Kli Basel, to make an iron, to make the knife. If you have to have a moil, doesn't have his knife, and he wants to make the knife on Shabbos, according to Reb Lezer, it's mutter. Halacha, we don't hold like this. Klal Lomer, yeah. This is Reb Lezer Shita. Halacha, we hold like a Bekiva. Klal Lomer, a Bekiva. That kol melacha she'efsho la'asaysa mi'er Shabbos, and a doiches a Shabbos. Any melacha that you could have done on Friday, it's not doiches to do it now on Shabbos. So bringing the knife to the kid, you could have done on Friday. Making the knife, you could have made the knife on Friday. So all hechsherim for the mitzvah is not doicha Shabbos. Of a zach of mila, sheyef shla soysim yer Shabbos, but the actual cutting, the actual chaticha, the actual maisa mila, that you can't do on Friday, havada there is doicha Shabbos. You're allowed to do the mitzvah mila on Shabbos. But any malacha that could have been done on Friday, you have no hetzer to do it on Shabbos. This is the machlokes. Reb Lezer holds all the machshirim is also doicha Shabbos, and Reb Akiva says, no, only the gufa mitzvah is doicha Shabbos. The Mari Boilihu. Time of the Reb Lezer, Mishum Chavuve Mitzvah. Why does he say if you carry out the knife, it should be uncovered, everybody should see it? Is it as Chavuve HaMitzvah, that you should love the mitzvah, Drashi Ledioi, Shechavive Mitzvah love, like you love to do mitzvahs? Or Dumma Mishum Chashoda. You should carry it out, that people shouldn't be choshed, you stop carrying on Shabbos. The Molomai Nafkimina, what's Nafkimina? Lasuya Mechusa Piedim. Metchila, you don't want to keep it uncovered. You want to hide it. So Vizoi, but you tell two Edim you're hiding it. Is the Yam Mishum Chavuve Mitzvah Megulin Mechusaloi? If you're blessed old, you're supposed to keep it out. People should see it. Al Chivuv HaMitzvah. It doesn't help you. Two Edim saw you hiding it. You're not being mechabi, not loving the mitzvah. El Yam Mishum Chashod. If you learn the whole reason, you're supposed to have it uncovered. People should see it. That you shouldn't be choshed carrying on Shabbos. But the Afilu Mechusa Shabbadami. Even here, you want to hide it, but since two Edim know you're hiding it, there's no chashad. So what's the loch amai? That's not gemeinah. If somebody wants a davka, put the knife inside his pocket. He doesn't want to keep it out. And there's no sakonim. Can he do it out p'yedim or not? Itma, Amar Rav Levi. L'yom Rav Lozel l'chavu b'mitzvah. Enechnami. You have to keep it out. People have to see it. Haschibav ha-mitzvah. Tani nam yochi. Meviya megula. You have to bring it uncovered. People have to see it. Vein meviya mechus. You're not allowed to carry it when it's hidden. Divi Rav Lezer. Amar Rav Ashi, Matnissim namidek. Have a right from our mission also. Tiktoni, the mission says, of a shas ha-sakonah. Only when there's a sakana, when the goyim don't let you make the milos, then the chaseo piyedim, then you're allowed to carry the knife outside, hidden, abituatim saw you. It's a dig for sakana, and only with makam sakana. Shalei the sakana loy, shemamina mishum chivu mitzvah shemamina. And tan yidach maybe megula ve maybe mechusa. Divri ablezer. Yabiyu doi mishum yablozer. Noigim hoi mishas ha sakana shem aviyah mechusa piyedim. Is he boil you? Edim the comma. What's the pshat you need edim? Two people to know. Iyu v'chad is enough for you and one other person. Oidim hu v'tre. You need two other people to see that you put a moil's knife inside your pocket. Toshima says now Mishnah uvesakonim mechaseyu api edim. You have to hide it api edim. Is the yamid bishleim hu v'tre shaper? It's good why the Mishnah use a loshin edim. It means two other people. Eliyamid tu v'chad him and one other person. My edim. Why is it called edim? You don't have two people to be made. You can't be made on yourself. Yeah, people will be choshed. You are, they saw you carrying something sticking out of your pocket. They'll say you are carrying something on Shabbos. I'll say no. I have Edim. I was carrying my old knife. Who's your Edim? Just one person. It's not called you have Edim. It's not the Gemara name. When the Mishnah says Loshen Edim, it just means Shiruyim Lohei B'Makim Echad. Enachnami. Lav Davka. The Mishnah means you have mamish two other Edim. Just means there are two people here that have a shame Edim because someplace else they could be made. So you and another person is enough. That's enough. To take away our din of chashad. Yeah. the digdoi. You can't walk out with a needle that's stuck into your beggar on Shabbos. Bein nekuva, bein shein nekuva. Whether the needle has a hole in it, that's oimed for a tailor, or whether it doesn't have a hole on it, not used for a tailor, still you can't walk out with it on Shabbos. The yemiyotze, if you walk out with this on Shabbos, when it's talk of the digdoi, so a tachshit is not. It's not something you enjoy wearing. So there's no heter to wear it. So it depends. Yemiyotze, bein nekuva, chayin. If you walk out with a needle that has a hole in it, yamamish chayit chatis. Because the pshat is, b'derech choil, sometimes people walk out that way. It's a derech to leave a needle in your jacket and walk out that way. But if you're walking out with a needle that doesn't have a hole in it, it's not a derech in the middle of the weekday to walk out with it like that. So therefore, carrying it out on Shabbos is called shinui. So therefore, it's only yosim with the rabbonin. But with the rice, it's potter. Yeshem behepach. Some say just the opposite way. So the Magen Avraham says, the klal is akol ufi yazman. Im darken lot says kein v'choil, so you have a tachshit, have a derech haitzosei. That you say there's a needle is not called a tachshit. You don't wear it to make yourself look nice. So you have no heter to carry it out on Shabbos. The shaila though, if you wear it out on your beggar, are you chayiv chatas or not? What is the tolyin? You only chayiv chatas if you carry out something kederech haitzosei. If the minig is in the middle of the weekday, you walk out with a needle sometimes stuck in your beggar, so if you walk out with that on Shabbos, you chayiv chatas. And if the derech is like Bezman is there, nobody walks out with needles stuck in the beged. So if you walk out with a needle in your beged today, it's only yosim with the rabbonim. Test. A man can't walk out with a ring that doesn't have a chosim. His Bezman HaGemara, the tachshit for a man was to have a ring that has a signet that he could sign with. So if it doesn't have the signature of the chosim on it, it's not called a tachshit for him. He can't walk out with it on Shabbos. He walks out with a tabath that doesn't have a chayim, he's chayim chatis. Because the derech, the Mora says, because sometimes in the middle of the weekday, his wife gives it to him to take it to the jeweler to fix it. So it's a derech for him to walk out with it sometimes. So therefore it's called derech chayitso, but it's not a tachshit for him, because a man is not a shtega to wear a ring that doesn't have a chayim. V'yim yeshu lechayim, let's say the ring has the chayim, has the signature on it, then the Rashi potter. Rashi Shittur is, there's still an issim with the Rabbanan to walk out with it. It's still potter. Midirabbanan, though it's also. With Rabbi Yotam, the Rambam muter. The Rambam, Rabbi Yotam, says it's muter. The pshat is, because it's not so in the game of Zman HaZeh, but Zman HaGemara we had, an Isha can't walk out with Tachshitim, because we're afraid she'll take it off to show it to a friend. The question is, whether Rabbanan grazer on men also? So Rabbi Yotam and Rambam learns no. On a man, Rabbanan never made Gzeirah. So for a man to wear a tabat that's a tashit for him, it's mutter to walk out with it. I'll say, so he's allowed to, it's a tashit for him, it's something that looks nice for him. And but a man, we're not afraid of taking it off to show his friend, so it's mutter. The ain't wise, they said, the ain't a tashit el ish, because the ring is only a tashit for a man, and a man, there's no gzeir, will take off to show his friends, so the man's allowed to. Avodavu shul tashit lish lisha. Let's say there'll be a certain type of a chain that men and lady wear it the same way, then it's also gam liish. And even the Rambam will be moida midinah gemara, it's also for men to walk out with it. Because we're about an isha, not allowed to walk out with this. Because we're afraid you'll take it off and show it. So the same type of a tashu that's also for an isha, a man can't do it. But Hashem can hear this chaisim, this ring, a ring that has a chaisim, has a signet, ishas don't wear those type of rings. Only men wear it. But since only men wear it, there's no gzeiro come and take it off. Lamaisa will see later that we hope Bismanazeh, even Noshim, are allowed to wear their jewelry. We're not afraid Bismanazeh will take off to show the jewelry. So the kids say, you have a ring. Anytime you wear a ring that is called a tashas for the person, Mikra Radin, you're allowed to wear it out on Shabbos. Right to you. Taboes Shekavua by Evan. You have a ring that has a stone on it. Vechein im Ksuvim Boisius. It has letters on it. Is Eino Le Chayse Mikri. As in Dinah Gemara, men only used to walk out with rings that had a chosim, something you could use to sign your name with. So even though it has a stone or it has some type of writings, that's not called a chosim. So Mela Mikri Shela Nikra Chosim Elim Kem Chakukim Bo Oisiyos Oitzuris. It's only called a ring that a man has a tashit that's called nice for the man if it has a chosim on it, it has a signet on it that you could sign with it. So Bezman is the avad, it'll depend. Any type of ring that Lamaisa men wear in the middle of the weekday for a tachshit that makes himself look nice, Medina will be mutter to wear it out on Shabbos. Even though the Rambam, I think, says, Baal Machmi shouldn't do it, but Misar Adin, it's mutter. Yidalev. Dover also a tachshit. Something that's made for a tachshit makes you look nice. Ulish damish boy. And you also want to use it. Lamosha like a key. Kagoyin maftechos noyish akesef. you have a nice silver ring. Kemin tachshit. A silver ring that you have on a necklace that you have hanging down here. So you make this ring look very nice, a type of a tachshit, but you also use the key as the key for tashmish. Is osir. You're not allowed to work out with a key like that. Even though the key is made out of silver and it looks nice, still it's osir. Sheroy oimot tzarek tashmish moitzi. People see you're wearing a key on your necklace, they'll think you're wearing the key for a tashmish. You want to open up the door. So therefore it's also. For Yesh Matirim, some people are makel, and the lock is what it could be makel of these sheet is, im husha kesem. Mashma, only if it's a silver one. So if shat is the key itself is a tash, it looks nice for you, then you'll let it walk out with such a key. So the chura, our tie clips, the shayla, how can you wear a tie clip that has a key on it? Because our keys are not made out of silver. Because if it's not made out of silver, you wouldn't have this heter. But we'll soon see what the heter is. And then if somebody would sound wear a ring hanging down like a necklace, that would be also. Because our rings are not made out of silver, it's not called a tachshit for you. But that is like this. Hagov, mikol makom. Also, Lord says, betik shel brilin, and now let me look out with your eyeglasses, the case of your eyeglasses, is afopi shatik husha kesef. Even though you have mamash a silver case for the eyeglasses, so the silver case is a tachshit, but the aboti yonayim biyatsum heimasi. Because the ikar is the eyeglasses, and that's not a tachshit, so you can't carry your eyeglasses in the case. Now, if you have the key, if it's a regular key like our keys, a regular brass key, you can't even put it onto your belt. Some say some people are matter to put the key in your belt. That they're matter to put it into your belt. So the Magen Avraham is master, putting the key into your belt means it's mishtamish the belt. Like people do, for the buckle of the belt, they take out the piece here, and they put the key. So if the key is used for the buckle of the belt, then the key is called the tashmish of the belt, then you're allowed to put the key on the belt. But let's say you want to put the key stam on the side of your belt to make it look nice, that will blive awesome. Because the key is not called the tashmish. Only if it's a special silver key that looks beautiful, then it's mutter. So Maisa, the heter to wear a tie clip would be that the tie clip itself is like the buckle of the belt. The reason why you're putting your key on your tie clip is to mishtamish you. It's not so much als the tachshit, it's there to mishtamish. Like without the key, you can't hold it down. The key is making you hold it down. That's a smell like it's bottled to the tie clip. So now that's the heter to use our keys for tie clips. The same way you're allowed to put a key inside your belt, the belt has to be part of the buckle. But if it's not part of the buckle, or part of the tie clip, that's to be mishtamish you, just time you want to make it hang to make it look nice, that will be usur only if it's shokesed. A weaver, a tailor can't work out with a needle he has it stuck onto his beggar, he can't work out with it on Shabbos. A mole carpenter has a piece of wood by his ear to show there's a carpenter, he can't work out with it on Shabbos. A weaver, a tailor works with cloth, with a piece of cloth, Shabbos Avoroi. The Yemyotza Potter, Machabos, they walk out with these things, they're Potter. Why? Because it's not a derechotzor. It's not a derech, even a carpenter, when he keeps a piece of wood behind his ear, it's not shot derech to carry out wood that way. He just does it sometimes to show off, people should know I'm a carpenter. But that's not a derech to carry out your wood. Mashenke Lamai said, it would be a derech to carry it out that way, could be a chayiv chatis. Unless somebody keeps his pen behind his ear a whole week, that's a derech to wear his pen. So if he'd walk out that way in Shabbos, he'll be chayiv chatis. But that's called a derech chaytzur. Right. Yud Gimel. La yetzei hazav b'kis she'osu lahatzila mizivosei. A zav, a man that has zav running from him, and he wants to use a bag there just to catch the zav, he's not allowed to walk out with it on Shabbos. So yetanev bo, because the purpose he's wearing it is only that he shouldn't get dirty. V'chein isha nida, the same thing in isha tanida, she has dam coming from him. She puts a pad on the bottom there. She's not going to walk out with it on Shabbos. That she's putting the pad there, that she shouldn't become dirty from the dam nidosa, is asura lotzeis boy. She's not allowed to walk out with this pad on Shabbos. Because the pad is not called the tashmish of the person. A beggar is only something that warms you, does something for you. Here, this kiss of this beggar is only stopping that you shouldn't get dirty. Stopping you shouldn't get dirty, that's not called a malbush. Of a vitam, the imloy, imloy.